At the CURB annual meeting, I'm visiting with Sherry Bain, Country Financial, and Sherry is the chair for the CURB, the Crop Insurance and Reinsurance Bureau. Sherry, when you welcomed us here to get the meeting started, you did talk about what was announced last year, this Emerging Leaders Program. You've now had a year to go through that program to help educate or attract some younger folks into this organization, this industry. How has that effort gone?
The CURB Emerging Leaders Program has been fantastic. We had company representatives nominate some of their up-and-coming leaders within their organizations. Those six people began the program late last year. They came to Washington, D.C. They visited with legislative offices. They have been in the what we call the bowels of the RMA, the NCIS, you know, all the places where they can really learn what makes crop insurance run and how do the processes and the interaction between the private companies and the government play out.
Because for some reason there are politics involved in this.
Oh yeah, there's quite a few politics. And what we were finding is that there's a handful of people that were very engaged in Washington, D.C. and had been around since the inception of the program. And what we were seeing is as those veteran crop insurance companies and the owners of those companies and the executives of those companies begin to retire, move on to different parts of their life, the younger generation didn't have that same historical perspective. And while we're wanting a young, fresh energy to come in and kind of lead us in this new political environment, we've got a lot more social media. They've got the energy to go to the Hill. A lot of the staffers that work in the congressional offices are young people that are going to be involved in ag. They're going to move around in the D.C. environment. And so if we can build connections with those younger talents with our company representatives, that's going to be good for crop insurance in the long run.
So what have these six participants been doing? What is it that they do? And I know that they'll be graduating here, late spring?
They're going to graduate in April, and we started them off with some webinars, just some crop insurance 101s, a lot of the basics with some of the basic people. Then they did tours, interviews in the different offices. They've also met some of the key economists who have spent their careers working with crop insurance, Keith Collins, some of the folks at the NCIS, the National Crop Insurance Services. There are a lot of key talent there that are nearing retirement that have been involved in the program literally for 30 and 40 years. So again, that transfer of knowledge from the veterans to this young up-and-coming, you know, the folks that are going to represent ag 10 years from now, that's who we're really wanting to go to the different meetings and the Hill visits and get a firsthand experience, because in their jobs right now, they're not the ones doing that. So what their companies are doing is hosting them. They're sponsoring them to go on trips that would otherwise be reserved for the executives at those companies. And we're just getting them engaged early so that when they're in those decision-making roles, they have familiarity with the program.
Well, I've always liked history, and it's very important in any industry that you're in. And it's apparently very important when it comes to looking at the climate and the weather, as we've heard here this morning, too. I love hearing that presentation. Anything else about the emerging leaders? I know that that part of the need is that when you look at the demographics of your membership, like in farming itself, it's very much it's been a moving up in age. And so what are we going to do as we get towards retirement time for some of these folks, for example?
Absolutely. So we would encourage all CURB member companies and anyone, quite frankly, in the industry to nominate folks for the program. One of our concerns is that we're such a small industry. Everybody knows the people they know. And so we know who the obvious emerging leaders are. But are there other leaders and persons within the industry that we don't know about that should be part of this program to come and get to know what CURB is about, how the Trade Association interacts with the National Crop Insurance Services, and meet the people at RMA who are going to be making decisions in the future. That's our important, it's by far our most important part, is making sure that we get the right people in the program.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Sherry Bain. I'm just glad to have the opportunity to get out of the freezing weather in North Florida to come to Southern California for this conference again this year. And here from the CURB annual meeting, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.